And now, it's time to catch up with the week's events as HCR 104 FM presents the omnibus edition of Huntsford.
Sorry, what was that, Carmella?
Earth calling planet Harry.
Sorry, didn't hear a word you said. You see, I was distracted by the view.
What do you mean?
Well, that silk camisole you're almost wearing.
This old thing.
You look gorgeous, and you know it. Come here. What was it you wanted to ask me?
I wondered whether you fancied eggs and bacon.
I knew it was a good idea to seduce a cafe owner. The answer is yes, but not just yet. There's something else I fancy first.
Harry Laidlaw, you're a very bad man indeed.
But you're glad you agreed to give me a chance.
Is that right?
Well, if you still need convincing, I'll be happy to oblige. Perfect timing.
Don't worry, I'll get rid of them. Mario, I wasn't expecting
you. Obviously not, Mum. What are you wearing?
It's called a cami set. You should buy one for Sam.
Why are you wearing that at your age? Hang on, have you...
got company? Yes, his name's Harry. Don't look so shocked. Do you want to come in and say hi?
I don't think so.
Well, in that case, let's talk during the week.
All right, goodbye, Mother.
What was all that about?
It appears I'm able to shock my son, who reckons he's so cool and laid back. Whoever would have thought it?
Hey, I brought you a mug of tea, Dan.
Cheers, Bob. I could do with a breather before I change the tyres on Kylie Smith's Mini. The front ones are bald. I'm surprised she hasn't had an accident.
Hey, talking of which, I took your advice and paid the owner a visit. I asked her straight out whether Robbie was Jasper's father.
So, what did she say?
Well, she dodged and weaved a bit, but eventually she admitted it.
So he is Jasper's dad, meaning you're his granddad?
Oh, technically, yes. But that's it. She said Robbie promised he'd never try to get involved, and she made me swear never to tell a soul, not even Judy.
Except you just told me.
Oh, I know, but I had to. We'd already discussed it. Anyway, you've got to promise me it won't go no further. You mustn't tell Laura or anyone else.
You've got it, boss. But it's going to be hard for you having to keep your own grandson a secret.
Well, that's as may be, but it's my problem. Right, changing the subject, I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, what's that?
I found a very good training course that teaches qualified mechanics how to service electric cars. I think you should go on it.
Can we afford it?
Well, it's like you've been saying, we can't afford not to. We must keep up to date in electric cars of the future. You'll learn to service the electric motors.
Sounds good.
And they'll teach you to replace the battery packs and the cabling.
Perfect. Thanks, Bob. Sign me up. And if you ever want to talk about the, the Fiona situation, I'm always happy to listen.
Well, thanks, but there's nothing to talk about. She's made her decision and there's nothing I can do to change her mind. I've just got to stay out of Jasper's life.
Wow, Duncan, this fish tastes amazing.
Aye, see, it's not all deep-fried Mars bars north of the border, Sarah. Edinburgh has some excellent restaurants, you know.
And this is clearly one of them. How is your venison?
Mmm, delicious. More wine?
Oh, go on then. Although I feel very decadent drinking wine at lunchtime when I'd normally be at work.
Hey, well, you're not at work now. You're on a mini break. You know, you can be as decadent as you like. Just enjoy the wine and that stunning view of Edinburgh Castle.
Wow, it is breathtaking. I guess those must be the Pentland Hills, further away, beyond the castle.
Someone's been doing our homework.
Well, we could go there after lunch if you like.
Where's that?
Edinburgh Castle. Do a tour. Or we could check out the National Gallery. You could impress me with your in-depth knowledge of Scottish culture.
Well, you know where I'd like to go best of all, Sarah?
No idea. Surprise me.
Well, I'd like to go back to our hotel room. I reckon I've got a better chance of impressing you there than at the National Gallery.
Whoa, sounds tempting. I suppose you did say I could be as decadent as I like.
Aye, I did.
In that case, let's skip dessert and get the bill.
Hi, Charlotte. How's your meeting with the minister?
Do you enjoy watching films, Jordan?
Yeah, of course.
Right, well, remember that scene in Gladiator where Russell Crowe fights the tiger?
I do. It was brutal.
Exactly. The ministerial meeting was much the same.
Oh, sounds like you need a cup of tea.
Oh, that would be lovely. Okay, so what's in my post bag?
Letters asking for help, messages of support.
Oh, that's nice.
And some anonymous hate mail.
Oh, what's the issue?
A few of your constituents don't appreciate your stance on gender equality. Look at these, all postmarked Huntsford. This one's pretty offensive.
Ooh, I see. Well, if there's an opposite to political correctness, that would be it.
That's not all, though. You've had a few nasty comments about the ice bucket challenge.
Oh, people still harping on about that.
Yep, they certainly are. Look, this person called you trashy.
Let's see. When I voted for Charlotte Webb, I didn't know I was voting in a trashy glamour model more suited to I'm a Celebrity than Westminster.
Bang out of order. After all the great things you've done for Huntsford while you've been an MP and you were raising money for charity.
Well, there's no point getting wound up, Jordan. Unfortunately, it's just part and parcel of being an MP.
But it's not right. You shouldn't have to put up with it.
Look, Jordan, I've developed a thick skin and you should too. Remember the old saying about sticks and stones?
Okay, Charlotte. I'll do my best.
How was Scotland, Dunce? Did you enjoy showing Sarah your old haunts?
Oh, aye, Raymond. We didn't rush around the place, did we, Sarah?
No, we needed a real break, so we mostly hung around in restaurants and pubs.
Talk about a busman's holiday.
Oh, evening, Laura. What can I get you?
Glass of white wine. Actually, make it a bottle. Vicky and Chantelle are joining me. We're having a girls' night out.
Ah, start as you mean to go on, eh?
Something like that. Anyway, I'm glad I caught you lot.
Oh, hi. What have we done?
It's more what you haven't done. The cycling club hasn't met for ages. My bike's gathering dust in the shed, and I'm regaining all the weight I lost.
No, oh, I'm sorry, Laura. I've just been so busy. What with helping out Fiona and my little man, Jasper?
Oh, I'm sorry too. I should have made more of an effort to keep things going.
Oh, don't apologise, love. We've had no time to jump on a push bike.
Look, I'm not blaming anyone. We've all been crazy busy, myself included, and it's not likely to ease up between now and Christmas.
You got that one right. Look, why don't we make a fresh start in January?
Sounds good. We could work off those festive pounds.
Perfect. My halo has slipped recently, I do admit. In the meantime, can I have another pint, please, Duncan?
Oh, that was delicious, Mario. Don't tell Mum, but I reckon your roast potatoes are as good as hers. Maybe even better.
Funny you should say that, Sam. I've been thinking, we should invite Raymond and Charlotte for Christmas dinner, plus my mum, of course.
Interesting idea. I guess it would avoid any arguments about who we should visit on Christmas Day.
Good point. And it would be a nice way of celebrating our first Christmas in our new home.
Mum and Dad were so generous when we got married, and Carmela made that wonderful cake. We could say thank you by sorting Christmas for them.
Exactly. It would be nice for them to relax, instead of slaving over a hot stove.
My dad doesn't slave over anything. He never lifts a finger on Christmas Day.
Well, in that case, I'll make him change the habit of a lifetime by peeling potatoes. Right, that's it. Decision made. You tell your folks, I'll tell Mum.
Are you sure we can cope? I mean, Christmas dinner's a big deal. We don't want to mess up.
It'll be fine. How hard can it be? It's just a roast dinner. Not that different from the one I just cooked.
Apart from the pigs in blankets, bread sauce, cranberry sauce, sprouts, chestnut stuffing, Christmas pudding, brandy butter. I could go on.
All right, point taken. It is a bit more complicated, but I'm up for the challenge.
I guess I am too. But I'm no domestic goddess, as you know. I'll have to get organised well in advance.
Oh, you're my goddess, and you've totally got this. Don't stress.
Episode 93 and 94 were written by Felicity Radcliffe. Harry was played by Stuart Smith, Carmella, Fee Fish, Mario, Tony Irving, Bob, Roger Ems, Dan, Pete Warman, Duncan, John McCusper, PC Evans, Jilly Young, Jordan, Anna Cooley, Charlotte, Tina Yates, Laura, Carol Hooper, and Raymond, Ben West. Post-production engineer Sue Rodwell-Smith. Sounds, Wavelengths, Sound Library and freesound.org. Huntsford's theme tune was composed by Nick Thompson. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell-Smith, Huntsford was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.